Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Daf Tzadi, Nedarim 90B, pagination is 180, recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we are so glad that you can join us. About a third of the way down on the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah, Barishona Hayu Omrim, originally they ruled that Shalosh Nashem Yotzos Venotlos Ksuba. There are three cases where a woman makes a certain claim, and as a result of that claim, she would receive a get, a divorce, and she can collect the Ksuba. And one of those three cases, the one that we'll focus on, is Ha'omeres Temeya Ani Loch, a woman who says, I am forbidden to you because I have been violated. She's had relations against her will with another man. And as the Gemara and the Mefarshim here explain, we're talking about a Kohen who, even if his wife was with another man against her will, she's also considered violated and forbidden to him. The reason that we have to learn that she was violated against her will is because the Mishnah told us, notlos ksuba. She's getting her ksuba. If she was violated with her consent, she would not be getting ksuba because she's the one who messed up the marriage. But if it was against her will, so she would get the ksuba, but then we're in a quandary, then why is she forbidden to her husband? By a regular husband, if she was violated against her will, so she's still permitted. But if it's a Kohen, then indeed, the fact that she was violated even against her will forbid her to him. So that's our case. Originally, they ruled that if she makes the claim, I have been violated, she will indeed be divorced, and she'll get her ksuba because it wasn't her fault. Skip a line. Chazru lomar, they then reversed the ruling. Shalote isha nosenese neha ba'acher umakalkela salbailo. So that we won't have a situation where a woman is eyeing another man, wants to get married to that other man, and therefore makes up a story to get out of this marriage. And this was apparently a significant concern, that a woman can just say, oh, I've been violated. No one can contradict her. And we would believe her, and she would trash the marriage on a whim. And therefore, they reversed the ruling, and we do not trust her. Ha'omer meres temeya ani loch, if she wants to claim, I've been violated, tavi raya ledvareh, she has to bring some sort of substance, some sort of proof that this indeed occurred. So again, let's appreciate the dynamic of this Mishnah. Originally, we were believing the woman if she said Temeya Ani Loch to terminate the marriage. They were worried about something. What were they worried about? They're worried that she eyes another man and can ruin a legitimate marriage with a claim. And therefore, they reversed the ruling and said, she's not believed unless she can bring proof. What will now happen if she makes the claim and doesn't have proof? She would remain married to her Kohen husband. Asks the Ran, six lines down in the wide, V'ika lemedak, we need to analyze this. D'midina d'omra temeya ani lach mitzera. It seems from the original ruling that once she says the words, I am Tomei, I have been violated, she is forbidden to her husband. So mishum shlotehino senesei ne'a ba'acher, you're worried that she's eyeing a different husband and is trashing this marriage in order to get out of it. Heyachiti ruwa. How can they, because of that concern, continue having her be married to her husband, the Kohen? V'chi isur sheba lehechan holach. Where did the prohibition that we were working with until now, when we believed her that she's been violated and is forbidden to her husband, the Kohen, where did that prohibition disappear to just because we're concerned that she might be claiming it fraudulently? In other words, we have a concern. It's a very significant concern. We're worried that b'chidi, with a little nothing, a woman can get out of a marriage claiming something that never happened. But until now, she was believed. So you have a concern. So if you have a concern, how can you totally disregard what she claimed? Because you have a concern if fundamentally she was until now believed to claim such a thing. Yesh mishatirets, the first answer that the Ran poses is, afagav de medina asira, you're right, she's forbidden to her husband. The Mishnah Rishona, the original ruling was, she's believed and she's forbidden to her husband. Nevertheless, shoru lo rabbonon umavat limilsa de oraisa, the rabbis are able to come and undo the biblical ruling because migder milsa shiny, because of a significant concern. We could have women on a whim trashing marriages, and we can't have that. Under normal circumstances, there's a very delicate balance that the Torah instituted in which a man would have to divorce in order for the woman to go free. And that apparently maintains stability in marriages. And we're worried that the woman will be able to trash the marriage with this interesting claim. And therefore, even though she really is believed, the first answer of the Ran assumes, she's really believed that she was violated and she's forbidden to her husband. Nevertheless, they chose rabbinically not to believe her, and to protect Torah values, the first answer of the Ran suggests, they're allowed to do that. Says the Ran, this first approach is not a comfortable approach. V'hikshu al zeh, there's a question on this, that they cannot undo Torah law, elo b'sheva al taise. Only passively can Chazal say to violate a Torah law. Passively, for a great cause, they're allowed to do that, certain circumstances brought in the Gemara, but actively to tell her she's restored to her husband after she made a claim that she's prohibited to the husband, and normally we would believe her, the rabbis can't come in and change that. Inami, the Ran says, another case that they can undo Torah law, not just the first answer passively, but makam ku'asei lahoro'as sha'a bilvad. If it's a temporary reprieve, a temporary ruling, ke'elio bara karmel, like Elio on Hara Carmel, and you see from this Ran that he's learning the case of Elio Hara Carmel, when Elio builds an altar outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he is not learning it as an exception that was divinely ordained or something like that. It was Elio's initiative, his clarity, that he's making a legislation against Torah law. But that's only, the Ran says, temporary. And over here, this Mishnah Shniyah that says to disregard what the woman said, that she's been violated, is a ruling, a permanent ruling. And the Ran says this first approach, he doesn't understand how the rabbis could have such power to undo a Torah law. The Ran continues and says, Lididi, my approach is that kol demekadesh adaita drabanan mekadesh, when a person gets married, he gets married with the approval of the rabbis, and therefore, when such a thing unfolds, fundamentally, we believe her that she's been violated, but we undo the original kiddushin. Afkinu rabbanon lekiddushin meikara v'nimtza, and the result is shebesha shenensa pnuya haisa, at the time that she had this violation, she was not married. And therefore, she's going to be permitted to the husband, because she never really was married to him, to claim that this violation was a violation of a married woman. The Ran acknowledges that this approach has a flaw. Be'omeres temeya ani shenanasti minosin o mimamzer, if she was violated, according to her claim, by someone to whom she is forbidden, then she would be forbidden to the Kohen, according to her claim, even without having been married to him. And therefore, undoing the marriage only accomplishes part of the cases that are involved over here. So we have two suggested answers, neither of which truly satisfy the Ran. Va'acherim tirtzu, and there are others who answer a third approach, which really goes to the fundamental of the problem. The Mishnah Rishona lo dina ktani. The original Mishnah was not the true Torah law. Midina vade ein ha'isha ne'emenes. A woman is really not believed to claim that she was violated because she's married. And she has obligations and responsibilities to the husband, and to make a claim that frees her from those responsibilities is not within her ability. Ella. So what was going on in the Mishnah Rishona when we were believing her? Mishum da milsa de tmeya anilach kisifa la. Because for a woman to claim that she's been violated is a very embarrassing thing. Takinu Mishnah Rishona laha aminuha. So originally, we made a legislation to believe her. Because we can't imagine why a woman would claim such a thing that's so degrading, that happened to her, unless it really happened. However, with time, the rabbis noticed, De'ika l'meichesh l'shematenu senes ayin ba'acher. They were worried that by giving her this trustworthiness to claim that she's been violated, they noticed that this could be an out from a marriage. If she has an idea of getting married to a different husband that she thinks would be better, she can claim she was violated and she can get out. Ukmuha adina, so they reversed their leniency to believe her and regarded it according to the Torah law, which is that she's not believed in order to undo her responsibilities in marriage. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.